Ghostly Talk. Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on June 3rd, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Happy birthday, Magnus Apollo. Tonight, Shannon McCabe from HPI Paranormal joins us. Brendan Skeen drops in to warm us up for the Mid-Atlantic Paranormal Conference. Later on, new facts on Spiracom will be delivered to us by our friend Guy Jackson. Last, but certainly not least,
oh, man.
Oh, wow.
The legend, Dee Snider, invades the Haunted Winery. Media.
Thank you, Jello.
Oh my God! Apparently, we're drunk.
We're drunk. For better or for worse, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
Lot going on tonight.
A lot going on during that break.
Oh yeah. Unfortunately,
the intro.
The listeners weren't in channel for that bit of discussion.
Thank heaven.
It was awesome.
Awesome.
It was awesome. Is that a New Jersey accent?
No.
That's a Nathan. That's a Nathan. Whatever it is.
Nathan, whatever it is.
That's a Nathan. Whatever it is. Oh, thank you so much. That's gonna so save my throat.
Okay. Yeah. First order of business.
Yeah.
We were going to. It was very, very, very nice of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show to offer us their chat room.
Yeah. Thanks, Nathan.
Because
and Sean.
We've been chat roomless. However,
chat
late
back up?
Breaking news.
Yeah. Chat is today. Back up. I was telling you before the show, me and Nathan and I, Nathan and I talked for a little while today, and we made sure we had that all lined up. And as soon as I got off the phone with Nathan, I checked my email, and guess who emailed me? Jeff from OmniSound. He's like, we're set to go. Chat's back up. We're cool. So, chat, I actually put the link back up on the website. It's actually bolded right now so people see it.
Yeah. You know?
So we are back in chat. So, you know, go nuts. Do whatever you guys do in there. I don't really see it too much.
So head over there. I imagine it'll take a couple weeks and a couple, you know, podcasts to get distributed before folks will really get in the groove.
But yeah, yeah.
Get
yeah.
in the groove, folks.
Yeah, it's, well.
www.ghostlytalk.com.
Suddenly Madonna's going through my head now.
What a weekend.
Oh, my.
I want one of those Madonna microphones to do the show with.
Oh, that was so stupid right. looking. I hated that. Yeah.
I don't know.
Quite a weekend we had here.
Then I could dance.
Actually, before I forget about this, this stuff's going to be going up on the website this week. Give me a couple days. We do have in stock now two new items of Ghostly Talk swag, right?
Yeah.
It isn't no longer just Ghostly Talk t-shirts. It's Ghostly Talk swag, right?
Wow.
We're actually looking
sharp.
At we're looking at the one. Yeah, they came out good. We do have the official Ghostly Talk stickers. We're gonna
I'm
be
stealing about 10.
Okay, go ahead. That's
okay,
cool.
Good.
We do. We are going to have the official Ghostly Talk stickers.
Mark it in the spreadsheet.
What do you say we're going to charge for them? Well, you know what? I don't want to do that right now because we might have to change that. I don't want to give any prices yet. Don't say a word.
But I remember.
Yeah,
we discussed it.
We have stickers that are going to be going up for sale on the site.
They're going to be dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Dirt freaking cheap.
They're going to be really,
the only,
cheap.
Basically, it's the printing.
Yeah, we're just trying to recoup it. That's
yeah,
all we're trying to do.
That's all it is.
On top of that, also, Ghostly Talk buttons, too.
Because we don't make any money on this stuff.
We don't, yeah. Ghostly Talk buttons.
Yeah,
little buttons. So we're going to have T-shirts, stickers, and buttons.
You can
now
decorate your guitar straps and your...
No, it's not on Cafe Press.
No, it's not on
These
Cafe
are stuff Press. We actually made. Well, we didn't make them ourselves, but we actually contracted local merchants here who are independent businessmen.
Yep.
Like we are. Yeah, you know, we're independent.
We're independent hobbyists. Yeah.
Well, these are independent businessmen, and they gave us a good price. We and these are people that work. You know, they're kind of in it. Like, you know, for example, our sticker guy. He you hear his, you'll hear his commercial every once in a while. It's the Rock Show.
All right.
But Jasper, thanks. He was really cool about getting this stuff taken care of for us. Jeremy also took care of the buttons for us. The button guy. I think we might put their links up on the site if people want to, you know, check them out because they do really good work and at a really
good
price. That step will be going up on the site this week. So if you guys want to start, you know, getting buttons and stickers and stuff like that, it's going to be dirt cheap. Like
Scott L.
Yeah.
Aren't you exhausted?
Absolutely.
I thought you might be.
I am. If you can't tell by, and I know I'm not pushing my voice. I'm not trying to sound like Barry White. This is how my voice sounds right
that
now.
That was rocking out last night.
He was rocking.
We were kind of talking before the show about that when you guys got here. And yeah, last night, long story short, I'm stealing one of these myths.
Go ahead.
You're just a divine.
That's why
throat.
I set him there.
I need some cough drops. I think I got some in the other room. MFPS, my old band. A lot of people who listen to the show are familiar. Back in the day, I used to play in a band. We kind of broke up like 2 years ago.
And it was sad.
It was a sad. Well, it kind of. It, the problem with, you know, breaking ups, you know, breaking up is.
Sounds like
to
a Neil Sedaka song.
Oh, gee,
yeah.
Stop it.
But,
Neil Sedaka's running through my head.
So, no, what happened was we kind of just like dissolved. We didn't really like say goodbye to, what, you know, 4 or 5 years of our lives in this band. So. It was kind of a bummer to do that, but, you know, we all just kind of lived with it until about 2 months ago when Rabbit, one of the guys in the band.
DJ Rabbit
DJ
Killer.
DJ Rabbit Killer, mm-hmm. Yeah. He decided that he's going to be moving to Florida for work.
I asked him not to go. He said, I can't now. I have to go.
No, he's got he's lined
so
up.
Depressed.
He's ready to go. He contacted all of us and said, I'm moving out of state. I want to have one big blowout party, and I think MFPS should finally do their last show. And, you know, all of us, our initial reaction was no. But we all thought it over. We all thought it over and said, you know, this would be a cool thing to do. It'll be a good time to get back together and play these old songs. So, yeah, we spent like the last month and a half rehearsing these tunes. And last night was the faithful night at the beautiful, scenic Hayloft. Yeah, very hot. Beautiful, scenic Mount Clemens, Michigan at the Hayloft Liquor Stand. What a beautiful bar that is, too.
Scott tripped. It made my night.
They got some cool bands there coming through, but, you know, whatever. But, yeah, so
I have to tell you, I was so geeked to see Hobbs Device again. I mean, they had broken up about the same time.
Yeah, a little bit before
A little bit
us,
before
yeah,
you guys.
And they're another good local band from around here. Really cool guys.
And in honor of Rabbit...
Yeah, they
got
back together too.
They
got
back together, and then they introduced us to their new project, which was what is it, like Invictus or something? I mean, it's some really ominous name, you know.
It's cool stuff. It was really interesting. It was like you said, the Booth Brothers got on stage.
It really
looked
like
these guys looked like the Booth Brothers.
Doug and I shared a moment.
Oh my god. He came up on stage. First of all, he sang very well. I was very, very impressed with their new band.
They don't sing.
No, not Todd. I mean,
that guy's cool.
The
Booth Brother. I know that guy's name. Yeah.
But it's definitely he's got you know, 70s rock, 80s rock influence, and
you know, how could you tell?
I have to say,
they looked awesome though. They were cool.
It was so enjoyable, and they put on a show. Yeah. He even knocked over the microphone. Didn't even care. I just loved it. I was into it 100%. But Hobbs Device and what they've become or what they're doing on their next project.
Our buddy Spacture.
Very impressive.
The first band to play was Spacture, and they're, in my opinion, probably one of the finest bands in Detroit. And they're a killer bunch of guys. We've known them for years.
Oh, I forgot to mention them in my blog on News Corp Space.
Oh, on Satan's
website?
Which
he is now addicted to.
Satan's website.
No.
So, no,
yes,
it was,
you are.
All in all, it was a really cool show.
It is the mark of the beast.
It was kind of sad, though. Your sister and I almost teared up when you guys finished with your last song. It was so sad.
Go ahead, Doug.
I should get markofthebeast.com and then just point it over to myspace.com. I really should.
That would actually be cool. Why don't we do
really
that? How much is the domain? Well,
it's like 12.
Well, now we're saying
year.
It on the air. And somebody else is going to steal it now.
Well, it's probably already taken.
But. Like, we'll just put a bunch of like porn banners on there. So when you go there, and there's just one link. It'll show you a bunch of porn stuff, and then it'll forward you over to MySpace.
Yeah.
So that's actually a good marketing idea. Let's look into that after the show.
All right.
Now we had a good time. It was really cool. I saw some people. people I haven't seen in like a couple of years, so it was a real trip to like just bump into all these people again, and I'll probably
it was
see
amazing.
Again.
It was absolutely amazing.
It was a really good time. We played really hard, and I'm feeling it today.
I want to thank you and James, of course, and Rabbit and Scott B and Keith
Binkowski
for doing that, because I wouldn't have come out of the haunted basement. I would have just been locked away.
He'd have been doing DDR all night long.
And I would have been doing DDR. You'd
have
found me.
The whole other segment we're going to work into.
You would have found me in a puddle. You would have found me in a puddle.
And you would have burned 10 calories.
You have burned 10.621 calories.
My heart
stopped. What? I just danced for 8 hours. I don't get it.
No, it was really cool.
My heart stopped.
It was great. It was great getting that together with the guys and doing this again.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're all dear friends still, so it's really cool. And like you said, Bonnie, it was kind of emotional at the end because we were all kind of like, wow, you know, this is because it was actually very relieving because we've all kind of had this sitting on our backs for so long. And we finally had the chance now to finally close the book, so to say. So it was really kind of like, okay, look, we've finally done that now. Now we can move on to something next. You know, whether it's with each other or somebody else or whatever, you know, it's cool. So that's the end.
But it was sad.
No, it was. I was kind of bummed.
MFPS was like my life for the entire year. I was in school.
2004, it was like Bonnie, like she was at more shows than I was at. She was there.
It is well chronicled in photos. I have to personally thank, and I talked to him before, but I did not talk to him afterwards, the Fat Jesus.
Oh, FJ.
Oh.
Yeah,
FJ was a treat.
Yeah, he was
last night. He was hilarious. I'm telling you, that guy has more creativity and talent in his like little finger than I'll ever hope to have.
Well, it's because he doesn't care.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. You should have seen him at the restaurant before the show.
He
walked into the wings place
when he shuffled up to Faxer, and I'm like, oh, there's Faxer's fan.
Yeah.
it was hilarious.
He was in the restaurant before the show in that whole outfit. He was dressed as a bum. People. He dressed up. We call him homeless Jesus. Obviously.
I have pictures. They'll be on the website.
He went into the restaurant like that, and all these people had their Pistons jerseys and stuff on because the Pistons came. And here comes
Tim. Did they ask him to leave?
We were waiting for him, but no, like the waitress walked up, and that's the first thing. So I just said that. The first thing that, the waitress walks up, and he's like, hey, if you guys, like, throw me a wink, and I, like, wash some dishes for you or something? And the chick thought he was for real for a second. We're all just like, laughing, right? And she's like, I'll have to ask the manager. I don't know. And we're just like, dude, he's kidding, dude. And I was feeding him celery sticks. Like, he was like a rabid dog, killing celery sticks. So, Tim really made the show last night. It wasn't a typical MFPS show because
definitely not.
Everybody ever saw us back in the day. It was like, okay, go,
right, and then
you don't stop playing until you fall over,
right.
But last night we were able to. We had with some new technology helping us out.
Oh,
So it gave us a little more flexibility in the
set.
That's
right, because you didn't have to do the DAT and then play until you drop.
Yeah, Scott was better controlling it. MP3 player.
Oh.
We pushed an MP3 player through that huge PA system, and it sounded pretty good, too. I was really happy with
that. You can borrow mine. I have one.
I had that little one. He just put all the stuff
that
in
there.
It's a lot easier to carry around.
I'll tell you about that compared to the 400-pound rack we used to use back in the day.
Yeah.
I know. I had to unload it once.
Yeah. I think it's heavy. I know. So, yeah, it was a great time. Thanks for everybody to come out who listens to the show.
There was an oodle of ghost hunters there, people who I've seen at ghost hunting parties and ghost hunting stuff. I was absolutely impressed how much.
I didn't talk to, like, too many people.
Really?
I don't know. I would have liked to talk to more people, but I just kind of was hiding
I enjoyed
out.
It.
I was tired, and we were all pretty burned out. But before the show even started, we were just like moving gear, and it was hot out and nasty and all that stuff. So.
And it was so cool in the bar.
Was it cool?
No, are you kidding me?
You should have been up on the stage, man.
Sweating like a little fat kid when you guys got done.
I remember we walked out.
It was like
there.
You were doing DDR for a minute.
We walked out there. We walked out there, and I was already drenched in sweat. My hair was not like, I didn't like water it down. Like, you know, I'm rock. I got watered down hair like some of these people do. My hair was sweat. It was. I was sweating before we played. We were just
I know. I hugged you as I was leaving, and I went home and took a shower.
Nasty, huh?
Yeah.
And then to add insult to injury, we got home here, and I went to bed about 3 in the morning.
I went to bed at 4:30.
And I was babysitting my aunt's dog this weekend.
Yeah.
And poor the cute little pug, she's like pawing me at about 8:30 in the morning. Come on, get up, take me outside. So, I mean, how do you say no to that cute little face? So I took her out, and I just hadn't been to bed. I took like a 10-minute nap today, so I'm just kind of like,
wow,
I got to do a show tonight. This is going to suck.
No, the thing is I also had reduced motivation today.
Oh, I just
because of the late night and all the different things we've been doing.
Yeah.
But when I looked at the itinerary, you know, we've got Shannon and Brendan and Guy on. And, of course, we're unveiling the interview with
That was done earlier this
Schneider.
Week. Yeah.
I'm like, I have to go. I just absolutely have to get off my ass.
Yeah, just so you guys know, just for the live listeners, this is a taped interview.
The last half hour of the show
is a taped interview. For the people listening to the podcast, this really doesn't matter because it's all been pre-taped then. But, we got to talk to Dee Schneider this week, or last week.
This past week.
Yeah,
it was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday.
All right.
I don't want to say much more. I want people to check it out and just...
All I can say is afterwards, I was flabbergasted. And any of you interested in ghosts and ghost stories, you pay attention to that interview. Any of you interested in independent film, horror film...
Strangeland 2.
Guys, you're giving it all away. Shut up.
You've got to listen. We talked about it all in half an hour. So.
Yeah, we packed a lot into it.
Yeah.
Definitely some dense talk. It was cool. Packed show tonight, a lot going on. You know, you mentioned this briefly, and I gotta understand. Well, you just bought this thing.
We have to discuss it. Oh, wait. I have to tell you that Doug has promised that when we go on one of our trips, he's going to bring it and let me tape it so we can put it on the website.
Okay, cool. Well, that's a new thing I got to add, too. Here's something
you
new.
You said it last night at the bar.
I was drunk.
Yeah, you were wasted.
I don't remember.
You were a wreck.
Yeah,
you didn't leave. Well, you were thrown out.
Yeah. Exactly.
I remember.
And something I forgot to mention. We have one of those goofy
that
little...
That was one of those things that you say in a social situation.
Nope. It doesn't. I have witnesses that you said it.
We have one of those goofy little YouTube channels now, I guess.
I know we do.
We sold out
to Satan even more.
Well, yeah, we sold out to the other Satan website. Well, no, we got, no, actually.
Spawn of Satan.
Well, it's a cool, you know, it's like the same premise, because like what I did is when I set it up, all the cool videos like of people that we like, that they're doing stuff, I put them up on our page, you know.
Right.
So I want people to check out their stuff, and if you have like a whatever, you know, add us as a friend or... whatever, a fan.
Well, I need to get you the door opening video yet.
Yeah, we need that. We need to add
hill roll videos. Both of them, even the
I have one. I have a hill roll video.
Have you seen Tom the unreleased
Tom
one?
Tom put one of those up. The unreleased
no,
one.
No,
Tom's is best.
I haven't seen the one that was recorded with your camera.
The only one
I've seen is Tom's.
Well,
Tom's
I have it.
Up on the
Tom's
page.
Is better, but
that's because Tom followed us down the hill.
Yes, but the unreleased one is still, you know, an added bonus.
Yeah, YouTube.com/ghostlytalk. Very simple. Check it out. What?
Now we've got myspace.com/ghostlytalk, YouTube.com/ghostlytalk.
Are you gonna like jump
Why
on
don't
my
we have AOL.com/ghostlytalk?
Well, okay, here he goes. All right, ramp it up. Ramp it up. Come on, keep going.
That's been on MySpace every day.
I see the constant
like the
orange and green
days.
Online icon with this. Yeah, next to your photo.
Hey.
It used to be that I ran his page. I don't even have to do it anymore.
Well, you know, no, it's another good way to help out other people.
You wouldn't
too.
Believe how many hot chicks want to be my friend. I am shocked.
You too, huh?
Yes,
yeah.
I would because I deny them all the time.
Same here. Hey, that chick is way too hot to want to talk to me, so I'm going to deny her because I know it's like some kind of super virus. It's going to melt my hard drive down. So I think I'll just leave that thing alone. No, it's like the Andy and Tanya,
yes.
They got an account on there, and their videos are up
yes.
there. So I'm like, oh, add them. Check
well,
them out.
Well, here's my new thinking. My new thinking about, you know, the big corporate-owned websites, they're providing it for free. While they're free, let's take advantage of
well,
it,
well, that's the way
Woo-hoo!
I feel about it. I'll steal some bandwidth off
steal
of it.
Steal their bandwidth. Yay. So they're putting up a site.
Steal okay
my bandwidth.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
That's how I've always kind of felt about it. Like, look, you know,
yeah.
we pay for...
Plus, I'm actively seeking a stalker, because Elmer called me, but I didn't call him back. I felt so bad. Yeah, he's my fill-in stalker while I'm waiting
Sabrina
for real one.
Sabrina was
going to
be your stalker.
Oh, Sabrina. Yeah, oh, she called me too, and I didn't call her back.
I have...
Nothing new there.
I'm not even in the loop with the stalker thing.
Doug felt left out because one day we were discussing my various stalkers and Sean's various stalkers. He said, well, I don't have one. I feel kind of left out. So I said I would put the word out that Doug needs a stalker. Email applications to Bonnie@ghostlytalk.com.
Did you get any?
Not yet.
See, nobody wants to be my stalker.
Actually, did you?
That's
okay. Did you actually have an official application?
That's right, because
I think I should, though.
We have to put must like DDR on.
Well, that's, I want to ask you about this
DDR. That sounds
DDR
dangerously
thing.
Close to D&D, so stop saying it like that, because it makes you sound like
we'll
more
get a million
weird.
Requests, then. This is a show about ghost
Okay, hunting. Here's the thing. I am a ghost hunter, and pretty much I fit the profile. Okay? If you profile ghost hunters, they are approximately, a little, chunky.
4 foot.
Although four foot
wide and tall.
But
I'm kidding.
Like not everybody is blessed with a metabolism like, Tom has,
Amber.
For example, or Amber.
Yeah.
So a lot of us, do have a little extra poundage. But that's true for America in general.
We're all a bunch of tubble arts.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a ghost hunting occupational hazard. I think it might just be, we're a cross section. Well, anyway, so I have extra poundage, like lots and lots and lots.
As do I.
And of course, I had turned.
I'm perfect.
Yeah,
you are. You are absolutely.
You're Rubenesque.
But
I'm gonna take a shot from that one.
It's a good thing she didn't have a swig of Mountain Dew at that point.
I'd been taking a Mountain Dew shower.
So, but the thing is that plus I turned 27 plus 13, 27 for the 13th year in a row back in March.
Yeah, yeah.
And so a couple weeks ago, I just was like, oh, what the heck am I doing with my life, right? So I started a diet and I, got a dentist appointment. But anyway, about the diet thing, I started the diet and I thought, I'm going to lose some of this extra tonnage. So I can hear that.
I'm crunching into the mic.
Crunch. But yeah, so I'm going to get rid of some of this extra tonnage, And... So I did that, and part of it was I thought I'm going to have to start actually getting up and moving around once in a while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can't rely on my my hover round forever, right? So I've got to get up and move.
Yeah.
And one of the funnest things that I ever saw, or funniest things that I ever saw, was someone forwarded me a link to one of them videos online, and
on that evil website.
On that evil website, yeah. And it had this kid who has extra weight just like I do,
mm-hmm.
doing
in tidy whiteys.
Really tidy whiteys.
Yeah, he was.
I don't remember that part, but I remember this kid and he was doing DDR, but it was in an arcade. And, on the professional version.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different video then.
Forward me that link, although, I'd rather see...
It's frightening. And terrifying.
It's terrifying. Do not watch it. It is not good. No, So he was in an arcade, and he was like... this kid was fast as anything.
He was a fat kid?
And he was a fat kid. I'm like, holy cow, I can do this. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought that's easy to say when you're sitting in your chair in front of your computer,
mm-hmm.
going, oh my God, that's all right, I can do that.
Yeah.
As soon as you stand up on a pad,
your heart explodes out of your chest when you try to do it yourself. Yeah.
You try to move your right leg and your left leg at the same time, and you're flat on your face, your butt. Well, it's a lot easier.
It kind of puts things into perspective.
It sure does. Yeah. Anyway, so I bought and I sold out again.
But
and
this
I
is an
bought,
investment. This is an investment, though.
Right. I invested in an Xbox 360 and a...
we're not promoting them either.
No. Believe me, everybody, in a million, billion, gazillion years, I would not recommend a Microsoft product.
Sometimes product placement is just natural. You got to deal with it.
Right.
Always,
it just happens to be what I ended up purchasing. And I purchased that and then DDR Universe for that, which came out this year.
What is Universe?
They have
they have
many
DDR Safari.
Doug's entering DDR competition.
Yes. I'm going to be DDR Master of the East Coast soon.
That's his name, no. DDR Master 1. Check him out on MySpace.
I'm telling you.
Shut up, Bonnie.
Oh!
You're out.
You're back. Scream and...
Yeah, it'll pick up.
All right, but I'm telling you.
You're rocking on the DDR now.
So I'm doing that for exercise, yes.
Now that's
Is that the scariest thing you've ever heard?
I want to see it.
Well, maybe
a lot of people do.
Maybe I'm just looking into this, but I'm not kidding you. When you walked up last night for the first time at the club. And I seriously, I thought this, but I didn't want to, like, you know, embarrass you by saying it out loud. But I mean, I literally, how long have you been doing this now?
Well, DDR, I've only been doing this weekend. I got.
But
it, like,
you've been
Thursday.
Dieting for how long?
I've been dieting. This is my third week.
You look smaller.
I hope so.
For lack of a better term, you look smaller.
Thank you.
Where I'm doing the treadmill thing now.
I told you already. Your shape is different. You're getting tighter and
you're less round.
Am I really?
Stand up.
I don't want to stand up.
You are less round. You are now oval. Welcome to oval.
You actually are.
Yes, I'm telling you, your shape is changing, and you're looking more fit.
Well, that's always been the biggest complaint about Ghostly Talk is that the hosts were too fat. So I guess we're trying to fix that.
Whose complaint was that other than ours?
We've had a couple of funny emails from people going, "What are you guys so fat for?" And I'm like, "Well, you know."
Because we sit on our
butts. What your mom wanted. What do you want?
Oh.
Ooh. No, I'm just kidding around. I don't do mother rips anymore.
Anymore? Since right now.
Well,
I'm done.
Your girlfriend thought I was pretty cute. I mean, what's your problem? Is that? But I'm just, no, yeah, so we're both kind of like I'm a.
Isn't that insane?
But I feel pretty good. I really feel better.
And we didn't talk about this and come up with it at a board meeting.
My biggest problem's always been, you know, I never used to eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. I found this out the hard way. I never used to eat breakfast, and thank God Amber has got me into the habit now. So, like, my metabolism was a joke. It really was. Because I would eat, like, one meal a day, and it'd be some, like, it'd be the size of this room, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'd be like, ooh, and I'd lay back and be a total bum for the rest of the day, right? And I found that if I just have a nice breakfast, have a lunch and a dinner, all decent portions, it makes you feel so much better. You feel different. As long as you're not, like, killing yourself every time you eat. And then I'm just hitting the treadmill every day, too, like a mile a day on there, like a fast walk, and it's really kind of making a difference. So,
well, my plan,
hopefully we're going to both be kind of trimming down here.
My intermediate plan is to be not a slob at Ghost World. Right.
Not a slob.
Not
apparently,
a slob.
We're all slobs as well.
No, I
Doug and I are
been...
both going to be in those. They'll be in those Borat man thongs.
Yeah,
that's what our big thing.
We're going to get some of them hot pink Ghostman and Demon Hunter thongs.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, those things.
We'll wander around in those. But no,
Bonnie knows. I don't know if you're familiar with the man thong yourself.
The man thong is hideous.
I am, and if. I'm canceling my trip to Ghost World right now. That's what y'all are going to wear.
Lime green.
But when I look at pictures of myself on the internet, which, you know, Bonnie and everybody takes, like, billions of.
I hate them.
I'm the official photographer for everybody.
Right. And I'm like, oh, I'm just so fat.
I have the same here.
And
I say the same thing.
Say, God, I look hot.
Because you
I'm
do.
Kidding. I'm not because that vain. I hate all pictures of me.
Well, maybe there's a characteristic of ghost hunters. They hate pictures of themselves, but love pictures of each other. I don't know.
I have some doozies of
you. Yeah, you've got dandies, I have to say.
I just look at my pictures and go, my God, that's the biggest bulge I've ever seen.
The biggest what?
I don't know why.
You
I
are
that.
Really.
I'm going to get shot.
Are you talking about your stomach?
Yeah, pretty much. That's actually what I meant.
I hope so.
I'm still going to
slap
up. We're talking to Dee Snider later.
PG-13.
We're trying to get people warmed up for this on. You know, I'm not. There's a method to the madness, you know. No, so there's that's kind of like, you know, our lot. We got a busy show.
Well, if you two are doing all this crap, I guess I'm going to have to start working out or something now.
You did. You've got
just to join the crew.
You've got those videos.
Actually,
that
I want.
Do it quick. You got 1 minute.
And ride bikes.
What's that?
I work out with my niece because I babysit, you know, and we go for bike rides and stuff.
Coming up on Ghostly Talk, Shannon McCabe. We're going to be talking to her from HPI Paranormal.
Looking forward to that.
And then, of course, Brendan Skeen about the
Mid-Atlantic Paranormal Conference.
Looking forward to
that, Brendan. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
And then, of course, Guy Jackson about Spiricom. I am very
interesting
excited to hear
stuff.
About Spiricom.
That package, I did go through it, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, really. I'm
I tried to leave him a voicemail. His voicemail was full. So.
At the end of the night tonight, Dee Snider.
Apparently, he listens to him like you do.
Evidently.
He waits until his voicemail is full and then just hits seven.
Someone tells him it's
full. Seven.
You guys, that's all coming up here on Ghostly Talk.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Do you feel like there's something happening in your home or business? Something you can't explain? Do you think that whatever is happening seems to be paranormal? Do they exist? Florida Ghost Hunters at FloridaGhostHunters.com are looking for haunted locations throughout Central Florida. Let the team at Florida Ghost Hunters investigate your paranormal experience. Their mission is to disprove a haunting with science, to find a reasonable explanation to a problem, and whatever is left becomes evidence. FloridaGhostHunters.com. If you've experienced paranormal activity in your home or business, you are urged to visit FloridaGhostHunters.com and click Need Help. FloridaGhostHunters.com.
Hi, this is Chris from Crossroads Paranormal Radio. Tune in to Mike and I every Sunday night at 10 Eastern, live on Blog Talk Radio. Join us at www.cprshow.com as we discuss various paranormal topics and interview members of the paranormal community. Crossroads Paranormal Radio, breathing life into the paranormal community.
Shannon McCabe is the president of HPI, a group of paranormal investigators working to further the knowledge of documented haunted locations. They conduct training classes periodically for those new to the field and teaching basic information and groups protocols. I think that's very important. People should be doing that a lot more nowadays. They do large-scale investigations of documented haunted sites as well as smaller private investigations of homes and businesses. With that, I'd like to welcome to the show, to Ghostly Talk, Shannon McCabe.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing, Shannon? What's going on?
Oh, just chilling here in California.
You guys do have a website, too. Doug's like biting his nails like, okay, come on, Scott, say the website, say the website. I'll say the website. www.hpiparanormal.net. That's all run together, hpiparanormal.net. Okay, people? So go check it out. Cool. All right. How you doing, Shannon?
I'm doing really good.
More clipped and quickly.
What's that? That's called staccato, Bonnie. Get over it.
It's called bad. Don't do it anymore.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Love
hey,
you.
Shannon.
Shannon, hold on for
Hi,
one
Bonnie.
Second.
Hi, how are you?
Hold on for one second, Shannon. I have to explain something to Miss WKRP in Cincinnati over here. Apparently she knows. Sorry. Okay, Doug, it's all you know. I'm done.
My goodness. You guys. Okay. Shannon, what I was interested in talking about especially is there's actually a conference that we're not going to.
Yeah, that's a big surprise.
And what happens
And it figures it's in a warm place.
I know, it's in a nice warm place and everything like that. But it's interesting because I'm so in touch with conferences here
on the east side of
the country. But the west side of the country, I am so out of the loop, I can't even tell you. So I'm wondering, you guys are starting the Northern California Paranormal Conference, and
right.
I wanted to know more about that.
Yeah, we actually already had it.
Oh,
We already had it.
We had it on April 21st.
We had that up on our site, too.
Oh,
yeah,
and
thank you so very much because we got some people there from your site, so that was
good.
Really nice.
Well, Doug actually just proved his point about being completely out of touch.
I am
so West
Coast. I am so out of touch.
No, don't worry. You guys are not out of touch at all because I'm probably going to do two a year. So
we're already
working on the second one, so it's no big deal. I'll tell you about what we're going to do at that one. How's that?
That sounds good.
I like that. Yeah.
I like that.
First, recap real quickly.
How was the Brookdale Lodge?
Yeah. Oh, it was so incredible. That place is amazing. It was partly constructed by mobsters.
Yeah.
So there's lots of like hidden rooms and tunnels that go to weird bars, and it's a trip.
That sounds like the winery.
Here. Yeah, it sounds like our
yeah.
that sounds like our studio.
I know. I read about your winery, and I think that sounds way cool. But yeah, it was neat. It was there's this room that one of my favorite rooms. It was called the Mermaid Room, and you'd walk in there, and then there was this large glass window, and it looked into the bottom of the pool. And back in the day, the mobsters used to go down there and sit and have their cognac and their cigars and watch they had prostitutes that were dressed as mermaids, and they would swim around in the pool, and then the gentlemen would pick out their mermaid for the evening and then take them up to their room.
Mm.
good
You've
fun.
You've
so
got
hear.
Scott's attention.
Yeah, I am so captivated. Keep going.
So for the next conference, I was thinking about hiring some strippers and having them do the same thing. Just
and what
for
is this
nostalgic
yeah, Scott's signing up right now. He's going to your website.
Whatever you need, Shannon, you let me know.
Okay.
He's like, oh,
they're
good old days.
No, they used to actually do that. That's amazing. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a neat place, and it's there's so many like little hidden hallways and rooms that you wouldn't really know about. That one would look like a closet door, and then you walk in, and it opens to a large room with a hallway that goes out at the other side, and then a bar in there.
Wow,
it's just it was really weird.
And these guys, and actually, I mean, the mafia actually built this. Built this lodge, you said.
Part of it,
part
yeah.
Of
they
it, okay.
built. They built on to the Brook Room, I guess, and like. They kept adding to it, I guess. I don't know exactly who built what, but it looks like it's had probably three different phases done to it. Yeah, it was quite amazing.
And you guys literally had the conference at this place, you said.
Yeah, we had the conference in the area called the Brook Room.
You all got out alive, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
All
good.
Right.
Okay.
Some hangovers, but pretty much got out alive.
That's quite a conference. Yeah. That sounds
yeah.
like Gettysburg, yeah.
Which pretty much means I'll be at the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
right.
going to be super fun. We actually, I just talked to Lloyd Auerbach, who I think is going to be our keynote speaker.
Oh,
you
yes.
are so fortunate. He is
uh-huh.
a genius.
Lloyd is the man.
He is the man.
Way cool. Such a nice, incredible guy, and so smart. And God, that'd be wonderful if we got him. So, yeah, we're already into the next phase of Northern California Paranormal Conference 2.
That
wow.
is so exciting. And why? Why do you do it to yourself?
Why do I do it to myself?
We know what goes into these things. That's why
we
ask.
I've asked myself that a million times.
What?
I don't know. I tell you guys, I get really bored. And so I just always need something to do. And this takes up a good 3 to 4 months of time. So.
Yes, it does.
So it keeps me nice and busy.
The people who attend is... I take it you meet people you've probably seen online, right?
Absolutely.
You get together and you sit there and you can talk about ghosts, you can talk about kids, you can talk about bills, you can talk about anything, during a whole weekend kind of thing or an overnighter. Did it bring people together?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
It was so neat because a lot of the ghost hunting groups have this little stigma about we're the best and we're not going to talk to anyone and tell them about what we do. HPI is totally opposite of that. We want people to know of the haunted places we go to, of course, if we're allowed to tell about them.
Right,
And you know, we want to share our experiences, and I don't know, it's kind of cool to learn from other people. So I guess that's kind of why I got into doing the conferences, because, you know, I don't know, I like to meet new people I have just tons of really awesome people, especially like yourselves.
Oh, we've met.
See?
Well, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you.
Oh, shucks.
We've been to a lot of them in the last year and a half, and you're completely right. We've met some pretty amazing people that we're like dear friends with. Like Nathan's always a good example. We met Nathan at the CPR conference.
I saw him on your little type-in board thing.
Yeah, Nathan. We met him just by chance, like at this conference last year, and. He's a dear friend of the show now, and we all hang out. We're like thousands of miles apart, I think, or how far is it from Connecticut?
It's a two-flight thing
Jesus.
That takes hours and hours and hours, so it's a long way.
Well, that's the guy we met. That's the guy we met at a conference. We just hung out.
Oh, that's so cool.
Actually,
I've met some great friends.
Yeah, it does bring people together. I know
it certainly does. I think we met. We actually made a couple love connections that weekend too. So.
Ooh! Oh, hot.
All right, I'm signing up for the next one. Now
we all have an excuse.
I am,
there.
After all, single.
Did you? You said you said Lloyd might be the keynote speaker for the next one. Did you guys?
I'm hoping. Yeah. And then maybe you guys. You guys want to come out and speak too?
when is it now?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. Pencil us in.
Put that
Let's
on your
it.
Calendar. No, we're going to do it in May of next year. Will be the next Brookdale conference. But we're probably going to have something before that somewhere else. I just need to find a big enough haunted hotel.
Well, all you got to do is hit us with an email. And that's far enough off. I think we should be able to do it.
What's the closest airport to...
would Oakland? Probably be San Jose or Oakland, yeah.
Okay.
How close is it to Disney?
Disneyland? Unfortunately, it's about 5.5 hours.
Oh, that's no big deal.
Oh, but is Disneyland the best place on Earth? Have you ever been?
Yeah.
It's totally haunted, too.
I've been to Disneyland before.
There's some haunted stuff there.
I heard that it was haunted before.
Oh yeah,
I've heard stories about that. Well, I think May's far enough and far enough off that we can say, yeah, we'll come. That sounds great. Yeah,
cool. I'll make sure and hook you guys up. Seriously,
that sounds cool. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any other speakers at the last one that you have? Or, I mean, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I had quite a few actually. We had Nancy Bradley, who I don't know if you guys have heard of her. She's pretty famous over here on the West Coast. But she is a clairvoyant and psychic and trance medium, and she does all kinds of fun things. So she spoke, and her husband owns a company called Gold Rush Ghosts, and his name is Robert Reppert, and he spoke and showed us some of his really crazy and expensive ghost hunting equipment, like thermal cameras and stuff, which we were like oohing and aahing over and can't afford. So that was fun.
Does Gold Rush, do they do, like, is that like a tour of ghost towns? And
He does like most of the gold country up in Northern California, and actually helps Nancy write books about Gold Rush hauntings.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, so they were there, and then let's see, who else did we have? We had Michael Klein from Bay Area Paranormal.
Yes.
Do you guys know him?
I know those guys, yeah.
Yeah, they're neat guys.
Very cool.
And he spoke on remote viewing.
Ooh.
Which was really interesting. And let's see, who else? Myself and a gal named Alicia Perry spoke on a haunting in West Sacramento that's pretty much been ongoing for about 6 months now.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's a spooky place.
Sacramento, California? You said Sacramento, California?
Yeah, it's in West Sacramento, which is more like towards the river area.
I never thought, I mean, I'm not too familiar with California, but I never could. Sacramento, when I think of Sacramento, I just think of, like, cities. And,
I think of eight is enough.
Oh, God.
Because I'm five.
You're so aging yourself.
I am so 100 years old.
I've never even heard of that show. What's that show?
You're kidding. Oh, gosh.
Because you weren't born when it was
totally
on.
I'm totally kidding. Of course I've heard of it. I'm 33.
Oh, well, yeah.
And you said
Sacramento's fun. It's like it's the city of trees. We've got a ton of trees here and a ton of ghosts. And we have ghost towns all, like if you go up Highway 80 and Highway 50 up into the foothills, you'll find tons of little ghost towns, Placerville, California, Jackson, California, Nevada City. They all have they're just riddled with ghosts. It's awesome.
So we got to get out to the West Coast more, Doug.
Oh, you guys would love it. I'll give you a serious tour when you come out here.
One of the things that I've wanted to do forever is go on the Haunted Hate walking tour.
Yeah,
that guy's so nice.
And have you been on the tour?
I haven't, but I've spoken with him like via email and stuff. So I want to actually get my group to do a big thing, you know, with him and.
I'm telling you, I've wanted 100
of us down there. That'd be fun.
So now what you're doing is you're getting, like, we're adding to the list of things that I have to do in Northern California. And
oh, yeah. It's fun over here. It's
When that list, gets too long, I'm going to have to go out there for, like, a week and just try and hit all these things that I want to do. I'm telling you.
You could stay at my house. I've got a futon.
All right.
You could stay on.
I'm used to futons.
I'm cool.
Pretty much as long as you got a floor, we're good.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We're used to
that. Well, if you guys can all three fit on this futon, you're set.
Or really out there.
That would be a really bad scene.
Yeah, that wouldn't be. No. No. Remember, we're fat. So anyway,
no,
the futon would disappear.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to see the futon for like
an
hour.
And I'd be the only one waking up alive.
Right. But really out there, we could probably like put a pup tent or something out in the yard. I mean, isn't it gorgeous weather out there all the time? Or
not all the time. In like right now, it's awesome. It's like 85 outside and sunny and not a cloud in the sky. And it's just amazing right now.
Well,
in the wintertime, it's freaking cold. But it's
no snow. No snow? I'll take
no,
it.
It's such a waste, you know? It's like it's, you're freezing your you know what's off.
But you don't get
then,
the snow.
And then you don't get the snow.
Oh, man.
Although it's kind of cool because then you don't have to drive a sub around, you know?
It has its good sides, trust me. We know for a fact it has a very, you don't want to get the snow.
And if I want snow, you know, I could cruise up to Tahoe. It's about 2 hours away, so.
True.
There you go.
Yeah.
HPI has been doing, so you guys also do investigations, obviously, too.
We have seven of them coming up, like, within the next month and a half.
I guess you are overrun with ghosts. My
a
goodness.
A little bit.
What,
we've had to split our team into, we have 125 members, well, actually 128 to date. And then what we do is we have core groups, and we have group leaders for three different core groups, and each core group has about 6 to 7 people in it. So I'm able to send out 2 to 3 teams per night on an investigation. So we're able to cover a lot of ground that way. So that's why we have 7 coming up. But
my God.
Otherwise, it's kind of nutty.
And that's a fantastic organizational structure as well. I really like that.
Thank you. I've really worked hard on it and got a really incredible giant team in place.
What are some of the places you guys are going to?
What are your exciting spots?
Well, I've got we're in contact with 2 theaters in San Francisco. They haven't signed their no confidentiality waiver yet, so I don't know if I can talk about them. But
no problem.
Okay.
They're two.
No problem.
Basically, you go on the internet, you search San Francisco theaters. 3 of them come up. We're going to 2 of them.
Awesome.
So, and they're supposed to. Each of them have. One of them has two apparitions that they see, and one of them has 1 apparition. So we're going to go do some overnighters there. And then, let's see, we're doing the Woodland Opera House, which is in Woodland, California.
Okay.
And that one has been investigated quite a few times by other groups. And I don't know, we're just going to kind of go and check it out and see if we can find anything. I think the last group that went there didn't find anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what we can find. I don't know. Maybe it's a myth. Who knows?
One thing I'd like to ask you, actually, I just thought about this. A lot of groups, it seems, and I think this is a really cool. This is kind of where I'm leaning towards. A lot of groups, it seems nowadays, they're trying to find a core place for them to investigate at. What I mean is, they find a place that they can work, like a building or whatever it may be, you know, a theater, whatever it might be,
mm-hmm.
And they basically dedicate the bulk of their research to just doing work in this one building.
Mm-hmm.
There are some groups that go, you know, that go around and check out places, and the idea that, you know, and some people say, you know, like Vince Wilson actually said that one time. I thought that was actually kind of a profound thought. He's like, you know, I personally would rather investigate one place 100 times than 100 places one time. You see
I totally agree.
And I'm wondering if you guys have you guys been steering yourself towards that? Try to find like a place like your lab. That's kind of like this is our lab. You know, we have permission from the owners. They're cool with us. You know,
yep,
this is what
we have
do
that.
Mm-hmm. You do
we
have
do.
That.
That haunted house in West Sacramento is, we're taking a little bit of a break from it right now because they're doing some remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
But, that we've already done 5 investigations there. And then the homeowners actually are pretty well set up with some equipment, so they do a lot of stuff on their own. And in fact, you can go to our website, hpiparanormal.net,
mm-hmm.
go to our EVP section and listen to tons of EVPs we got there. And there's actually probably 1 to 2 videos from that place on our site as well. So, you know, we continuously monitor it and... last month we ran into something that we thought was sort of demonistic.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we had some, a religious guy, I don't know what his title is, but the homeowners had him come in and kind of bless the house and everything. And activity has calmed down, although they still get EVPs from their main spirit, who they call Iggy.
Iggy.
Iggy. Iggy. It sounds like
a parrot.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Name.
We can't quite make out... sometimes it sounds like she announces herself as Gigette. Sometimes it sounds like Izzy, mm-hmm. and sometimes it sounds like Iggy. So we've mm-hmm. gone with Iggy.
That sounds like me between the two.
You know what they say about renovations, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, it'll, I know. I can't wait.
It'll either like tone it down a lot, or it will like you know double time everything. Everything will be like, wow, oh my gosh.
As long as they get rid of that whatever that bad thing was
right.
that was in there, then I'm stoked.
And you said
I'm not a big fan of demons.
No.
You said the homeowners are involved with this too. Like
they're actually helping you guys out. And filming.
Well, I mean, like when uh-huh. they're like when you guys aren't there, they're still running equipment and stuff. It sounds like when you guys aren't there.
Yes, not all the time, but a lot of the time, yeah.
Oh,
although,
that's
like
awesome.
I said, they've pretty much calmed down while they're doing their renovations for the next month or so. And plus, it's getting kind of crazy. Like every time you turn on your voice recorder, there you'd get something.
No.
And it, you know, and lately it was something like a growl or a get out or, you know, bad stuff.
Ooh.
Oh, that's when we had the house blessed. And then I think that everything's been chill since then.
Well,
so
talk about teamwork. I mean, even when the homeowner, the property owners themselves are in on.
Yeah, they're really amazing. They're really an amazing couple, and they have been a great help to us and really kind of taught us a lot.
It's good because awesome. A lot of times you get people that, you know, I've always said that, you know, they're a bit scared of what this is if you're going to go check out their house, and they're a bit scared of what may be
right.
going on. It sounds like these people, you know.
They've really embraced it.
Yeah, they've really taken it on and said, let's mm-hmm. find out what's going on here. Let's help the team out that's coming here and dedicating their time to this. Let's give them a hand, too. That's really cool of them to do that for you guys.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you. I'll let them know.
Yeah,
in fact, they're probably listening to you.
Uh-oh.
Hi, people.
Tell them Doug and Scott.
I can't
don't think
say your
cool.
name, but hello, people.
That's so cool because you can, you know, you can get EVPs from not even being there. It's like, oh yeah. Listen to what
it's
I got.
Amazing.
It comes in the email. And
we have this one that really trips me out. This is probably my favorite one. It was you hear a voice say, dying, and then about 30 seconds later, you hear a gunshot and then another gunshot.
Oh, God.
And what's a trip is the homeowners were home, and I think they were in their bedroom or something and didn't hear any gunshots. I mean, they were very audible. You would have heard them if you were, you know, in the house. And so I thought that was really bizarre. It was probably some sort of residual thing that was happening there that we just happened to pick up at that one time. But it was weird.
Man,
yeah, I think
that's
it's on
a lot
our,
of
I'm
it.
Pretty sure it's on our website. You can probably
right
listen
place,
to
right
it.
Time.
HPIparanormal.net. Go there and check it. You said you have an EVP page on there. There's videos.
Yeah, there's a lot of EVPs and a lot of videos people can check out.
That's the way to do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of files of us just talking to each other on our site. It's kind of goofy. I don't know what the trip is with that. We have a couple of EVPs, you know. But
there's a couple good EVPs.
The rest of it is us bantering back and forth, you know, for hours at a time. I don't understand.
I don't know if ghosts get our sense of humor.
They
Those
don't
other
get it
two
at all.
Did, but these ones, you know.
Unfortunately, we are at the top of the hour, though, Shannon.
Well, that was fast.
That was
wasn't it?
I guess we got to make room for Dee Snider.
He's coming up later.
Can
on.
You believe that? We
that is
talked
the coolest
Dee
thing
Snider.
Ever. I actually sing that. Come on, feel the noise at karaoke all the time. You'll have to tell him Shannon sings. Come on, feel the noise at karaoke.
Okay,
oh, definitely.
That's cool.
Next time we talk to him.
Yeah,
that's
oh my
the coolest.
God. Hang on the line for 1 second, okay, Shannon?
All right.
Shannon, yes. Of course, www.hpiparanormal.net. Check it out, everybody. Mark up your calendars. In May of next year, Northern California Paranormal Conference number 2 at Brookdale Lodge. Of course, there's going to be something else at the end of the year if your vacations aren't already scheduled. So keep up on hpiparanormal.net. Shannon McCabe.
Yeah, sign up on our forum, and you can check out everything that we're going to be doing.
Exactly. Thank you, Shannon McCabe, for being on Ghostly Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, stay on the line for
a moment.
You bet.
So coming up, Brendan
Skeen,
we get to talk about what's going to happen
next weekend,
this upcoming weekend.
Speaking of conferences.
I am so excited.
Yeah,
so, because this one is at a haunted location that we've been to once before.
And we're dying to go to again.
And this is a conference with all kinds of people, with all kinds of equipment. It's going to rock. We're going to talk with Brendan right after this.